handler. So he sailed along on his charm and his fury, and he hurt people. And he found new things that interested him more, and the old things were left broken in his wake. Then, quite suddenly, his charm had stopped working. A trolley car off the tracks, a train without a conductor. The mistakes could not be forgiven. And eventually, the second same mistake would not be overlooked. And the third same mistake had dire consequences that had ended with a life being taken. A death sentence being passed, then, almost, resulted in the loss of another life. Her life. How could she still love someone who had tried to destroy her? When she had been with him, and she was decidedly with him during his long fall from grace, they had raged against the system, the group homes, the emergency departments, the loony bin, the mental hospital, the squalor, the staff who neglected their patients, the orderlies who ratcheted tight the straitjackets, the nurses who looked the other way, the doctors who doled out the pills, the urine on the floor, the feces on the walls, the inmates, the fellow prisoners, taunting, wanting, beating, biting. The spark of rage, not the injustice, was what had excited him the most. The novelty of a new cause, the chance to annihilate, the dangerous game, the threat of violence, the promise of fame, their names in lights, their righteous deeds on the tongues of school children who were taught the lessons of change. A penny, a nickel, a dime, a quarter, a dollar bill. What she had kept hidden, the one sin that she could never confess to, was that she had ignited that first spark. She had always believed, vehemently, with great conviction, that the only way to change the world was to destroy it. August 20th, 2018. 1. Andrea, her mother said. Then, in concession to a request made roughly 1,000 times before, Andy, Mom, let me speak, darling. Laura paused. Please. Andy nodded, preparing for a long-awaited lecture. She was officially 31 years old today. Her life was stagnating. She had to start making decisions rather than having life make decisions for her. Laura said, "This is my fault." Andy felt her chapped lips peel apart in surprise. "What's your fault?" "You're being here, trapped here." Andy held out her arms, indicating the restaurant. "At the Rise and Dine?" Her mother's eyes traveled the distance from the top of Andy's head to her hands, which fluttered nervously back to the table. Dirty brown hair thrown into a careless ponytail. Dark circles under her tired eyes. Nails bitten down to the quick, the bones of her wrists like the promontory of a ship. Her skin, normally pale, had taken on the pallor of hot dog water. The catalog of flaws didn't even include her work outfit. The navy blue uniform hung off Andy like a paper sack. The stitched silver badge on her breast pocket was stiff. The Belle Isle palm tree logo surrounded by the words Police Dispatch Division. Like a police officer, but not actually. Like an adult, but not really. 5 nights a week, Andy sat in a dark, dank room with 4 other women answering 911 calls, running license plate and driver's license checks, and assigning case numbers. Then, around 6 in the morning, she slinked back to her mother's house and spent the majority of what should have been her waking hours asleep. Laura said, "I never should have let you come back here." Andy pressed together her lips. She stared down at the last bits of yellow eggs on her plate. "My sweet girl." Laura reached across the table for her hand, waited for her to look up. "I pulled you away from your life. I was scared, and I was selfish." Tears rimmed her mother's eyes. "I shouldn't